Welcome to the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Shanna Fold, and I'm here to get you caught up quickly. I've got some top news stories for you today from Israel, and guess what? You're listening, so you're already on top of your game. Survive and thrive, people. Knowledge is the best weapon. Today is Monday, April 1st, 2024, in the Gregorian calendar, and the 22nd of Adar, 5784, in the Hebrew calendar. After this show, I'm running out to a Tribe Tel Aviv event, which I host for internationals living in Tel Aviv. Tonight, I'm hosting Mira Tzur, a famous Israeli-American model, actress, and businesswoman who is going to be discussing how she's only gotten better each passing decade. And she'll also tell us about her experience producing an Israeli film following October 7th. If you're in your 20s and 30s and you're in Tel Aviv, check us out at Tribe Tel Aviv. We are up tonight at 8 p.m. and you can get a chance to ask questions. Now, let's get to the news. Sunday, the Israel Defense Forces announced the death of Sergeant First Class Sivan Wheel, a 20-year-old from Ra'anana serving in the elite Agoz unit. He succumbed to wounds from an RPG attack where he and the rest of his comrades were staying just days ago on March 29, 2024. This also claimed the life of Major Alon Kudryashov and injured other soldiers as well. 20-year-old Staff Sergeant Nadav Cohen from Haifa was killed in action in the southern Gaza Strip. His death brings the IDF's military toll up to 256 since the ground operation began. May both of the families of these young men find peace and the ability to continue on. Initial reports of airstrikes in Damascus led to heavy explosions, with the Israeli Air Force launching a significant attack on the Center for Scientific Research in Jamria. Western sources believe this center played a crucial role in developing nuclear, chemical, biological, and missile technology. A Palestinian man from the city of Hebron in the West Bank, or in Judea and Samaria, however you call it, was killed after he tried to carry out a terror attack in Gan Yavne Mall, just south of Tel Aviv. The man had entered the mall complex, stabbed someone exiting the gym, entered a coffee shop, and continued on his stabbing spree. The Magen David Adom emergency service ambulance picked up three victims, which include a 25-year-old man, a 20-year-old man, and a 17-year-old boy. They were all rushed to Asuta Hospital in the nearby city of Ashdod. All three victims are in very serious condition, and the medics had to fight to keep the 25-year-old man from dying in transport on the way to the hospital. Investigators are trying to figure out if the 19-year-old attacker entered Israel through a hole in the security barrier or if he was employed in the mall illegally. This is being considered a lone wolf attack. Today, an unmanned aerial vehicle, or UAV, launched from Iraq. Yes, Iraq. It struck a building in Eilat, causing light damage. Iranian militias claimed responsibility, announcing they hit a, quote, vital target. We'll keep you updated on any developments in that area. Those news bites you just heard were powered by our new partner, Bernie News Network, or BNN. For fast and precise updates, you can join BNN on WhatsApp and Telegram by going over to their site, bernie.news. Today, on Monday, a high-ranking Israeli Air Force operator pressed the wrong button, accidentally firing from an Apache helicopter and almost hitting IDF soldiers operating in the Gaza Strip. The officer was to accompany ground troops and provide extra aerial protection. His mistake posed a great threat to their lives, although no soldiers were injured. The officer is the commander of the Ramon Air Force Base, Colonel Y. The incident was received with great shock, as he is a veteran commander with many years of experience under his belt. The IDF is investigating the incident. Reports from Iranian media suggest there have been casualties following what is alleged to be an Israeli strike near the Iranian embassy in Damascus. This is recently coming across our desk. The Tasnim news agency indicates the sources have reported at least 6 fatalities, though this figure has not been officially confirmed. Other Iranian outlets claim that the strike targeted the Iranian consulate and the ambassador's residence in the area. Now, again, this is in Damascus, Syria, and we're referencing the Iranian embassy in Damascus, Syria. I want to thank all of you for your interest in Israeli affairs, Israeli politics, our world politics. I also want to thank all of you who personally finance and fund the Israel Daily News Podcast with monthly contributions. You can support us by going over to our new website, IsraelDailyNews.org. Our organization is operational thanks to listeners and supporters like you. In response for your contributions, I'll send over a handwritten thank you note to show my appreciation. You can also support us by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. 2, you can share the show with a friend. And 3, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at IsraelDaily.news, as well as Shanna Fold. My name has 2 N's in it, and I'm very sensitive about that. You can also find us on Twitter at Israel Podcast. Thousands of demonstrators gathered outside the Knesset in Jerusalem for a 4-day protest calling for the government's resignation and immediate elections. It's being led by various anti-government groups, including the Kaplan Force and Brothers in Arms. The protesters demand Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's resignation and swift action to secure the release of hostages held in Gaza since Hamas's attack in October. Opposition leader Yair Lapid criticized Netanyahu's focus on political survival over addressing national concerns, and he himself called for elections. The demonstration marks the largest gathering since the conflict's onset, with tent cities erected outside of the Knesset. Netanyahu addressed the public Sunday evening at a press conference, doubling down on his commitment to bring back the hostages from Gaza amid widespread criticism. He emphasized Israel's efforts in negotiations with Hamas in Cairo, highlighting Hamas's uncompromising stance. Netanyahu also addressed international criticism, attributing it to ignorance and anti-Semitism. He said this, quote, "As Israel's prime minister, I am doing everything and will do everything to bring our loved ones home. The terrible massacre of October 7th was quickly forgotten, and the whole world is ganging up on us. If Israelis don't stand together to rebuff attacks, then nobody else will do it for us." End quote. I'd be interested to know what your opinion is on the story that I just read to you. You can send us an email at shannafold@gmail.com. You can comment on our Facebook. You can also send us an email to info@israeldailynews.org. And I'd be very interested to hear your opinions. All right. Well, that is it for today's show. Today is Monday, April 1st, 2024. If anybody listening to the Israel Daily News podcast was celebrating Easter Sunday, we do send you a warm wish, and I hope you had a meaningful Easter experience and a beautiful end to the Lent cycle. It is warming up in Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv has a low of 19 degrees Celsius and a high of 30 degrees today. That's 66 degrees Fahrenheit for the low, going up to 88 degrees for the high. Subscribe to the Israel Daily News Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're hearing it from. We are everywhere. Don't forget to sign up to our Israel Weekly News Wrap. The Israel Weekly News Wrap is a newsletter with the top five stories coming out of Israel from throughout the week. I sent out that newsletter yesterday. It has a personal note from me at the top. Sign up for that at israeldailynews.org. Yesterday's newsletter, I included a special feature report that I did about Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv, and I posted some really touching and shocking photos on our website that I took from the scene of the demonstration that was happening outside of his meeting with security officials and Netanyahu. So if you want to take a look at that, you can go over to israeldailynews.org and see some of those signs. The signs stopped me in the street, and I had to get photos of them. So you can take a look in the newsletter, and you can also look at the full article on our new website, israeldailynews.org. A big thank you goes out to our social media director, Michelle Milner, as well as our intern, Maya Kay, and our consultant and web editor, Sivan Hadari. I'll send you off with a song called Hayati by the talented violinist, Ariella Zaitlin. Enjoy this song and have a great and productive day and an excellent week. Shavua Tov, everyone.